with another episode of Private Talk with Alexis Texas. And we are going to have a guest from straight out of Texas. And, you know, Dallas had to come and see Miss Texas. Yeah. We've got Mo 3 on the couch.
What's poppin', man? What's up? What's poppin'? What's going on?
That's right. Yeah. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm Gucci. We out here grinding. We working and shit. So, you know, I'm up. I'm motivated right now.
Motivated. All right. So let my Private Talk listeners know you are a up-and-coming rapper. Yeah. You just had a new an album come out with Lil Boosie.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. You know, what is your project all about? When or where is it that we can find it?
Right now, Badass Mo 3, me and Boosie Badass, the album called Badass Mo 3, dropped through Empire. Shout out to guys in Empire. You can find it right now, all platforms, like all streaming platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere. Spotify, anywhere, it's up. Like, oh, and even to the niggas on lockdown, penitentiary and the feds, jail, who get J-Pay, we got an album for that too. So, shit, y'all can tell your people, when you hit your people, putting money on their books and they come, so go get that album.
I like that. So you are giving it to everybody.
Yeah, we're giving it to everybody. We got the clean version, the radio, the radio version, and then the raw and uncut.
So being in the new version, how do you feel about, you know, the digital era? Do you think that it is, you know, do you like it more? Because, you know, you still are signed with Empire, yeah, but you aren't an independent artist. Yeah. How is that, you know, factor in with your digital play?
I like the digital shit. I come from the, when I started a couple of years ago, we were selling CDs, physical CDs. So it's like, it's only so much money that we got to touch, because it's like physical CDs, you got to, you got different mom and pop stores getting your shit in different little states and shit. So the most you can do is FedEx and ship some CDs somewhere. But now this digital shit, like this streaming shit, like it's worldwide type shit, like out the country. So like we getting money all over, like, and not just the money part, we reaching a lot of more people than we could do handing them a CD. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. You know, it's, you know, evolution of everything, and it's one of those things that, yeah, it also allows us to have more time to be creative control and, yeah, let, you know, get your talent actually out and speak, you know, those songs and stuff. Yeah. So with your, you know, doing your project with Boosie, do you have anything yourself that you're coming up with doing yourself? An artist as well? Do you like write your stuff? How do you process?
It's crazy. Like, nah, I got two albums out right now. Like, if you're in Atlanta, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, I got two billboards up right now.
Like, oh shoot!
You gonna,
okay,
see
you're two billboards? Where in Texas?
Yeah, I got them everywhere. Everywhere I just named, that's where them billboards
at. Everywhere.
I got two different albums up right now.
You like it big in Texas, so yeah, I know you're gonna do it two times. For sure. It's good.
Yeah, for sure. So it's like I got Osama out right now. That's my album that just came out. So I got Osama. I got two albums out right now. Osama by myself. Then I got Boosie Badass, the Badass Mo 3. So I got two albums out right now.
So tell Private Talk where we can find you at on your social medias, on your platforms.
IG, Hotboy Mo 3, HotBoyMo3. Snapchat Mo 3 Badass, Facebook Mo 3 Badass. So like, yeah, follow me too. Yeah,
so who gave you that name, Badass?
I got that from my dog. I got that from Boosie. Like, I always been a badass, like, growing up, like. People always tell me that, as far as family and, you know, the community, the hood and shit. And like, most of everybody know that's my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? So like, it already had went.
So how did that relationship, you know, start? How did you meet him? How did you even get to a point where you are your favorite rapper, and, yeah, now you're on an album and you just released this album? Like, how great of a feeling? Like, let's go back to the beginning. How did it start when your whole relationship started?
Beginning, 3 years ago, I met Boosie in the mall, and, he was like, man, ain't you such and such? I was like, yeah. He was like, man, I've been hearing about you. It's on YouTube, it's a viral video. He's like, yeah, man, I've been hearing about you. I want to sign you. I heard you selling out shows and everything, whoop, whoop. He's like, I got a show tonight. Come to my show tonight. I'm going to put you on. We was in my city. We was in Dallas. 3,000 people at the Gas Monkey Lounge. He called me out there. I rocked it, though. He called me, like, 3 days later, like, what you doing? Ain't nothing. He flew me out to his house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Flew me to Atlanta. We dropped some shit. I put it on my project. I called 4 Indictments. Gangsta Grill with DJ Drummer. And it's been up ever since. Like, after them first two songs we did, like, it's been up. So, like, That was 3 years ago. So now, like, we got a lot of shit together. Like, now we just did a whole album together. But, like, I put them on my remix to my hottest single, Everybody. That's like almost 70 million views. You know what I'm saying? My hottest song, like, nice. 70 million views.
Yeah, that's so amazing. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, so, like, we've been rocking ever since.
So you just out there, you're out there, you're coming for more, you're a new artist, you just, you know, you met him, now you've done this. So where do you see yourself going next? Like, what do you see your next steps being from?
Oh, man, like, yeah, we elevating, so shit, like, I'm working, like I said, I'm working, so, like, I just, my last interview, like, I said, like, my goals as far as, like, yeah, I want to go, I went to the Grammys, I went to the BET Awards, but now I want to actually go and, you know, get nominated, get a Grammy, get a plaque, you know what I'm saying? I want to break records, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be in places that, you know, we ain't never got to see yet, you know? So it's like, but I'm getting there slowly but surely, like, I've been some places, you know?
Well, I appreciate you coming on the couch. I appreciate, you know, you telling Private Talk who you are. I like to enlighten my listeners, my watchers out there to, like, elevate ourselves. You know, hometown Texas. Yeah. We're not from the same city, but you know what? Texas is all love. It's everything is bigger. You know, go big or go home. And that's how it is. So fuck all the bullshit. Now we know who you are. Now you're sitting on my couch. How did you know Miss Alexis Texas? You said, of course I know when you came in. You were acting over here all shy and stuff. Man. Now I want to get to the truth, because I always want the truth.
Man.
I want the truth.
There we go. That's the real thing I really want.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 1,000.
That's all we want on this talk.
I seen you.
Oh, where'd you see me at? Tell me. And it better not be somewhere that was free, because if that's the truth, I'm going to make sure you're going to pay for me for something tonight.
I seen you on a porn site one day.
What happened was?
He was in...
You know what it was. Let it out. Come on.
Yeah, nah. Because I started watching all your shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like...
So you don't, like, know which one is the first.
Yeah, so I was like,
going
damn.
Going back in the catalog.
I was like, damn, is they calling her Alexis Texas because her ass fat? Like, Texas is big. Like, she got a big ass. I like, damn, you white?
I am. Well, I'm Puerto Rican, German, Norwegian. So, yes,
I like, damn, that white girl got that ass on God. Like,
so,
yeah.
Were you thinking about that when you were beating off?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. I done jacked that dick to you before. Like, I ain't going to lie. That's crazy. I said, damn, she got a motherfucking podcast and shit. We coming on the motherfucking show.
Hold on 1 second. Thank you. Hold on. All right, let's go again.
Yeah, though, like I was saying, though, like, well, crazy was.
You were,
like,
coming on the podcast.
Yeah, like, I was like, damn, though, when they said Alexis Texas, I was like, hold on. Is it somebody else named there? Or are you talking about the porn star, Alexis? Like, nah, the porn star, she got a podcast. I said, damn, I done jacked that dick to her before, for real. I can't even cap. Like, I said, that white girl got a big ass booty. Like,
yes, real. I do. Like, Private talk
now. Nah, you a fool, you scrap business. Yeah, I said.
I'm a who, what?
I said, you a fool, you scrap business.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Tell me more.
I scrap business.
So you were nervous when you were about to come on Private Talk? Nah, were you not, like, knowing what it is? Because you know, I know you told me, I asked you if you watched the show. You haven't, but I won't judge you, but you need to subscribe and like and comment now after this, because you're about to be on an episode and you better tell all your fans out there because Texas represents.
So. I got you. I'm finally, I just didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's why I was asking them, like, which Alexis Texas? Like, I only know one. I don't know one for the podcast, but.
Do you know 10K Cash?
From Dallas.
Yes. So he did a song, Where's Alexis Texas? Well, it was Aloha, but it said, Where's Alexis Texas? And what was funny, so I went on the video for that, and I asked him when I was, like, in there, I was like, what was it about? Because I'm like, you never know. Sometimes you never get to know the artist and ask what it was. And he's like, the reason why I was doing it was because we didn't see any porn from you, and we were really high, and we were like, where's Alexis Texas? Like, she's not doing porn. And I was like, oh, I get it. Yeah, because I wouldn't have never thought that. Or would I, you know, who knows what people go through. Artists is mine. We don't know.
I said the same thing. I said, I ain't seen no porn in a long time.
It has been a long time. I've been doing the Private Talk podcast only recently. But, you know, sometimes...
What made you do porn?
What made me do porn? I was young, dumb, and full of cum, and I was just wanting... I was very ambitious, and I just always thought the body was a very sexual, artistic thing, and that's how I express myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but this is your interview, not mine. So we'll get to the point where you get to ask me some questions at the end. But I'll sit back in the seat, and so...
I ain't never just talked to no porn star, so I just want to know,
does it feel weird for you to want to pinch me? I am real.
You real?
Yeah, look. Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a nice touch. Like, you're like a little teddy bear. I see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For real.
For real. You can't look me in the eyes too much, but that one was a real, like, locked dead solid.
Yeah, that was like, for real.
Like, it was like, ooh, like, the little heart eyes. If you were, like, an Instagram, like, you know,
filter. Like, stop playing.
Mm-hmm. Or Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. All right, so we're going to have a fun time today because we're going to get to these questions. Mm-hmm. And I told you, so the game is we're going to, like, pick four cards, but you're going to pick all of them. But I'm going to ask you these questions. You're going to get honest with Miss Texas. You're going to get deep with Miss Texas and just speak your truth.
All right.
You think that you're ready?
Let's get it.
All right, I want to do a game with you first. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Melania Trump, Oprah, or Wendy Williams?
Hold on, you said out of...
Fuck, marry, kill.
Out of who?
Melania Trump.
Oprah. I don't even know who that is.
The president's wife.
Oh, okay.
Oprah.
Okay.
Or what was it when I said? Oh, Wendy Williams.
Okay. I'm a fuck Oprah.
But you're all the way. You're all the way. All right. You're ready. Most people take time. You want to do it off the top.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh, okay.
Didn't even know who one of these people were. But
I'm a fuck the dog shit out of Oprah. I'm going to beat her back in. I'm talking about, for real. She going to get right. She going to say, that young nigga dick a fool. Okay.
You got an Oprah fetish?
Nah, Oprah just need to know what's going on around here. Like, she need to know, like, she been, you know what I'm saying, fucking these political niggas, you know what I'm saying? She need a young nigga from the apartment come through there and just beat her back in and make a sandwich at her house right after that. Like, I'm in her icebox trying to get some Kool-Aid with my socks on. That's it. Nothing but socks on.
That's for sure some dollars.
Yeah, so I'm going to fuck shit out of Oprah. I'm a married Trump wife, so I can go in there, fuck up some shit, do some shit, you know what I'm saying? Got her going against the grain. Trump mad in the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Got her over there, telling him, call her. We breaking his bank account. We got all type shit going on. Then, you said Whitney Wee?
Mm-hmm.
I can marry Whitney, you know what I'm saying?
But I thought you already married Melania.
Oh,
you'd have to kill one of them.
Oh, I gotta kill her. Damn, Wendy, I don't want to kill you, but you know
what I'm saying? I want the truth.
Do you want to change? I'll give you like a rebuttal if you want to change.
Yeah, change.
Right,
I don't want to kill Wendy.
You love Wendy. You want to?
Yeah, I fuck
you
want to
fuck Wendy instead of Oprah?
Nah, I gotta fuck shit out of Oprah. I gotta fuck shit out of Oprah. I can't just kill Wendy though. Gotta give me somebody else to kill.
That's the game. Yeah, I'm
telling you. Okay, look. I'ma act like I killed her. And I'ma tell her just
gone. You're gonna fake a death?
Yeah, I'ma tell her fake a death, gone about your business.
I'm supposed to kill you. Dramatic for them.
I'm supposed to kill you, but I ain't gonna do you like that.
That's a cop out if I've ever heard one in my life.
Yeah.
You don't even smoke weed. That's like a weed stoner like dream, like you know, or like some made up thing, like you know. But what happened was I didn't kill Wendy, but I fake killed y'all. But y'all thought that I did it, but it didn't happen.
That's how I was gonna do it.
Fucking just kill Wendy.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I gotta kill somebody else.
Why you love Wendy so much? You watch Wendy?
Nah.
Are you just a fan? I don't know. I don't hate her. I'm just
I watch Wendy. I just can't,
it's a game.
I just can't kill her. Then she part of my people. I can't kill Wendy. She ain't did nothing to me.
She didn't do anything to you?
Nah.
All right, we're going to get to my game, Truth with Texas.
All right, let's get it.
You think you can handle it?
Mm, come on, I'm ready for it.
All right. You still have it all the way looked. There you go. I was like, you have it all the way looked in my eyes. But the last time you just licked your lips. I don't know if you noticed that you did that. How many times have you jerked off to me, and have you jerked off to me today?
Nah, I ain't.
You looked away. That's a
lie. Nah. I ain't.
Private talk all we want.
I want the truth.
I ain't beat that dick to you in a long time. You ain't been on there.
But tonight's tonight, guys.
Tonight. It's live in effect, right? It's live and direct, girl. What you mean? You ain't got to look on no website. We right here. Yes, that be.
Private talk, yes, we here. Private talk. All right, let's pick a card. Any card. Ace of clubs.
It's an ace.
So it's a kinky question.
That's a kinky question.
You think you can get kinky with private talk?
I don't know.
Private talk, I hope you're liking, subscribing, and commenting to this episode. We want to get to know more. the three a little bit more, and I think we're about to get right there with Truth with Texas. So this kinky question is, when do you like being tied up?
Hey, I'm a street nigga.
I knew you were going to say
that. Yeah, you can't tie me up.
Just I don't know. Maybe you have like some Mr. Gray stuff. So you like to tie girls up and like have a Mr. Gray
dungeon? I don't
like
to tie them up because I'll be ready to move positions and move over here. So I don't need to tie you up. I ain't got time for all that. Let me go and get to that. Especially if I've been trying to hit you, okay. I ain't got time to tie you up.
All right.
You can't tie me up, nigga.
Serious one, though. How many times have you came in one day?
About five times.
Five times?
Yeah.
So are you like one of those people that you can just like come and go, or you have to like come and like wait a whole like 45 to an hour? You gotta like, you know, have a be like, bitch, I can leave me alone? Or are you like, what's your experience?
It depends on the mood, like what it is. Like if it's just going down, like we somewhere where it's going down and you gotta go on, you know? Like I say, I don't smoke or drink or nothing. My stamina is up there. All I do is drink juices and shit. And eat sugar. I'll be
so. You think
around.
That makes your stamina better because you drink juices and people smoke weed? Like, I don't think that.
Nah, I'm just saying.
If you're ready for it.
Nah, I'm just saying. I can't speak on everybody. I'm saying I don't pop no Miley, no perk, I don't drink, I don't smoke or nothing. So when it comes to shit like that, to be active, it's like a legit rabbit. So it's like I'm up there. So,
that's a good thing.
So you know.
You a jackrabbit. You know, there's a toy out there that's called a jackrabbit.
For real? Mm-hmm.
I don't have one.
I didn't know that.
Do you have dirty dreams, or do you just like, are you one of those people because you just like probably have mad bitches in your DM coming at you because you've come out with all these songs and stuff that you just fuck these bitches, or do you still like masturbate to my porn scenes? Still haven't told me where you saw them at.
I don't got no dream. I don't be having no dreams no more. Like I had them when I was in jail. But like right now, it's like that ass just be there. Like if a nigga wanna hit something, nigga wanna fuck something, it's easy. So it's like it ain't.
Okay, so explain to us back. Let's go back to when you were, you know, in prison and your dreams. What was one of the dirtiest dreams you had? What were you envisioning?
My brother had sent me some pictures of Kim Kardashian. I was jacking out to her ass. Then sent me some pictures of
But does your like mind go to just because she's like, oh, she got a fat ass, or do you like envision like you
I just like
Kim,
fat
like,
ass.
Off,
I like fat
I'm
ass.
Bend her over and like.
Nah, I like fat asses. Like I'm an ass man. You ain't gotta have no titties. I don't give a damn. You can just be straight nipples, little raisins on your shit. Long as your ass is fat, that's all you need. You need something to hold on to and to. Pound the bitch shit. That's good.
It's because everything's bigger in Texas.
Oh God, for real. So it's like.
Is it because that's what you're used to? Have you ever had a no ass?
Yeah, I done had a slim trim bicycle rim.
I like that one.
Yeah, for real. Like,
I don't know where I'll use it, but I'm.
I done had a little bit. Like, I don't discriminate. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a real hood nigga. I can't cap. I done hit a fat bitch. You understand me? I done hit a pretty BBW. I done hit a thick fine bitch. I done hit
a model type. Would you admit that you hit a ugly BBW though? Like you said, pretty BBW.
Yeah,
like
I'm a real hood.
Like
yeah, I done hit some ugly hoe with that ass fat dog.
But why? Like because they my you needed to get your nut off, or yeah, because you were just like you thought you were like doing a service. Like what? It was your mindset.
Like you know, it just
like
be
what
one
is the mindset of a guy who's just like, because they always say guys who have pretty girlfriends will fuck a girl or cheat up with a girl that's maybe ugly in that mindset. So it's
like, let me tell you, you can have a fine ass bitch, right? And she fine, ass fat, pretty fat, woo woo woo. You done fucked her. You fuck her every day. You fuck her every day. You know what I'm saying? And you know what y'all got. You know what y'all got. You know your standards. You know your relationship.
So you're
with this
saying
person.
You're bored?
Nah, you're not bored. You know your relationship with this person. You know that this right here is strong. This stable. Then you can just go outside and just find the ugly ass freak ass hoe ready to fuck you and all your partners. Nah, that bitch. It's like a three. Ooh, that hoe gonna go live. She can be ugly, but that ass fat. She can be fine like in the body, but she ugly. We don't give a damn. She ugly. Ain't nobody in here
so
taking pictures with the hoe.
So you still just want to get your nut off?
You just want to get out. You know what I'm saying? Just get out for the.
But do you think because she's enjoying it more?
She gonna enjoy. Yeah, like yeah,
Because you put it down.
Yeah. On top of that, and plus, like it was three. I fucked three, girl. Like they like, bitch, your ugly ass lying. Nah, for real, I did. You know what I'm saying? So.
Was it three by yourself or three with like all your homies? Or
no, I'm saying three. Like, my name, three. So, but like now, I'm just.
Oh, I thought we were talking even threesome terms. But oh, talking about sexual things.
Though. Yeah, I'm just saying we give example like as far as, like I say, an ugly female that's fine in the body. Yeah, and she freaky and nasty. Like, yeah, that's a moment. That's a thrill thing. So, yeah, you going to fuck her. You don't care what she look like.
Are you going to eat ass, though?
Nah. Hell no.
So she's only good enough to fuck.
Yeah, nah. Listen, first of all, we ain't going outside nowhere and eat nobody's ass. We don't even know you like
You've
that.
You've never eaten ass?
Hell no.
You lie. You've eaten ass.
Listen.
There's someone out there you've eaten ass. Listen. Don't lie. Private
when
they, talk.
When these bitches get up here and lie and say, I ate your ass, I'm not going to just play.
You're gonna eat some ass?
You understand me? But I'm just saying, this ain't about me. What I'm saying,
This ain't about the bitch that's ugly with the ass is fat. But that's, I'm asking what your limits are with the ugly girl with the ass that's fat.
It ain't just no ugly girl. If she
or
fine,
a pretty girl,
if she fine, I ain't just gonna eat her ass because you fine, bitch.
No, you don't eat ass at all. It's off the table.
Yeah, that's out the table. Get that shit out the table. Put some.
Come on. Put a pork chop basket up here.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating ass.
So if I told you you could eat my ass, you'd say no, Miss Texas. Nah, I don't want to eat your ass.
Listen, I'm gonna say, see, look, girl, see.
I want the truth.
Nah, I can't.
You're from
eat.
Texas.
Yeah,
let's
that's why
honest.
I'm gonna keep it 100.
Okay, let's get 100.
I can't eat your ass, but I will fuck the dog shit out of you. That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't interest me. What if I was like, only eat my ass? Sorry, sir.
Look, I got my boy in the Sprinter eat that ass for days. I'm talking about a fool. Look, he's smelling right now. Look, a nigga Lance got the move here. I know a nigga right there gonna get you right here.
I love it how I got grade school real quick and be like, not me, but my friend over here really likes you. And yeah, eat your ass, man, all get, the day. I don't even know what your friend looks like. You're soliciting my asshole. You don't even know me.
He gonna get you right.
I mean, wait, I will
he
tell you.
He's standing right here. He gonna get you right. I'm talking about, yeah, for sure.
I still don't believe that you've never eaten ass. Man, you may not want to admit to your friends, but you've definitely eaten ass.
Nah, I ain't never ate no ass, man.
How would you not know you didn't like it if you never
ate
it?
I ain't say
ass?
I don't like. You ain't heard me say that. I just say I don't.
But you're trying to attest that it's
such
an awful
I ain't trying
thing.
To go against it. I ain't trying to. One day I'm going to eat some ass, and when it come, I'm going to eat some ass. But right now, I ain't ate no ass.
All right, private talk. You heard him. He hasn't eaten it yet, but maybe he'll come back and tell us when he has.
Yeah, one day I'm going to tell you, yeah, I ate that ass, but I ain't ate that ass right now.
All right, let's get to the next question.
You be eating ass?
I eat ass.
I know, I seen you.
Exactly. So why are you asking?
I just want to see if you're going to tell the truth.
I'll tell you.
I want the truth.
As much as I ask you, there's a segment you can't.
I'm just bullshit. Yeah, no. All right. I already know. I seen you.
You see me?
Yes, sir.
I've eaten a man ass, too.
I know.
Have you seen that? There's only been one time it's really happened.
Man, I done seen
you. Saw that one?
I saw you.
That means you're a real true fan.
I saw you. Eat that ass.
Private talk. I hope you're liking, subscribing. And you better fucking just love me because I love you guys. And this episode's going to get spicy. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready to get it.
Got him. Heart. Oh, that's a romantic one.
That's a romantic one.
Are you a romantic?
Nah. I be trying to be.
What is your relationship status? Do you have a girlfriend, wife?
Yeah, I'm married.
Married? Mm-hmm. So you're not romantic with your wife?
Nah.
Never. Is she the romantic one?
Nah.
No romance.
I some Bonnie and Clyde shit. Some gang shit.
All right, gangster. I like it. Yeah. So, question about romance. It's not really romantic. I guess this is really good. We're so kinky. Did you ever have a crush on a teacher?
I fucked one of my teachers before.
You fucked one of your teachers?
When I got on and I was that nigga and she seen me.
Oh, so she came back. It wasn't while you were. But backtrack, private talk. We all want to know. Let's set the scene. So did you have a relationship? How did you know? Did you like her before?
I used to like a lot of my teachers. I used to look at their ass.
And then they just came to a show and was like, hey, I want
to
fuck
you.
Nah,
they ain't even came to the show. It was more.
Can you tell the teacher's name?
Nah, I can't do that.
Just asking.
She married. But look.
Aren't you married too?
But look though, it's a different marriage. Nah, I ain't married like that.
Open marriage.
Yeah, but nah, I ain't married. I just call it that. But look though. I said it on every interview. You know what I'm saying? But look though,
this isn't just any interview.
I know that, but I'm
what
saying,
what the fuck is married, married, but not really married?
Man, that's some
are
old
you
shit.
Just
hey,
really
man, I'm married to the
shit.
Gang. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Okay,
tell you
that's
about the teacher
some
though. Let me tell you,
shit.
Let me tell you about the
Nah. Like,
listen.
Just answer a real ass question.
I
ask
just
me if
told
you're with somebody or not. You can be married to a game. I'm married to my game too in a hustle. But don't be sucking. You're not married to anything. These girls want to know. They're gonna slide into your DM. Like,
hey,
what
and a DM regardless.
Okay, who cares? Woo woo dee woo. Like, but still. Like,
that's a real text you right there.
Like, yeah, what? Yeah. Like, okay, this
but
is
look,
a real
though,
talk.
Yeah, but let me tell you though. So, boom.
Okay, let's go back to your fantasy.
Yeah,
bro.
So,
well,
boom.
Let's go back.
So, boom. I was, I seen my teacher at the mall.
I've never fucked a teacher, by the way. That
I have.
I've never wanted to either.
We had some fine ass teachers. And she said, boy, remember, you don't remember me? I said, yeah, how you doing? Look at you. Well, I already knew she was already on go when she kept saying, you just done got grown and just handsome. Look at you. You just doing good. I bet all the little girls be chasing when they say shit like that. It's up. It's up. When they just implying that I'm trying to chase you too. You
so how do you make that next move?
Boom. She said, Boom, she said, I got some people. She said, I got some people. She said, I don't work at the school no more, but I still deal with people in the school. Them kids would love for you to come up there and da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we kept in touch. It was supposed to be about the kids and going up there. I never made it up there to the school.
Because you fucked her first.
Yeah, nah, she told me I need to come over and stop by and da-da-da-da. I spoke to her kids and she was telling them how he used to be bad in my class, and but that ass was fat. I'm like, dang, bitch, such that ass still fat. Boy, you mean to tell me you was looking at my hair? I can tell you nothing come gross. If I'd have told you back then, you'd have wrote me up.
How long were you out of school when this happened, though? Like first year, second year? Because that makes a difference, too.
Like, it had to be like 5 years.
Okay, that's a big difference. Yeah. So you smashed.
Hell yeah.
Was it good?
Nah. Nah. It wasn't. Nah. It was good to meet you because, like, yeah, bitch. Stop.
That means.
Gave me a hard time. I got a 3.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I got a three. I had fun hitting her. That's what I'm saying.
Because it was like your teacher.
It's like.
See, I never got that urge. Like, I'm a pervert in a different way. Like, yeah. I'm not a pervert in that way.
So what you like to do?
Porn. Obviously, I fucked all my fantasies. I'm porn for the last 10 years of my life.
How many niggas you know for? Do porn stars keep count with it?
But you know what's weird about that? It's like, because you do so many films, it's really like, it's like high school. It's small, right? So there's like a small community. Like, it's like, so it's a rotation. So even though you do a lot of films, it's the same people in a cycle. And then the more that you elevate in your career, you can like be really choosy or picky or do whatever you want. And so I can be like, I only want to work with this person.
Yeah, but I ain't talking about out of porn. I'm talking about outside of porn. Because this is how I feel. That's why I'm asking. Any bitch that do porn and then that get a name for themselves and that's freaky like that on porn, I gotta know what they is outside of porn where ain't no camera.
You really
want
to know?
That's what I'm saying. Where ain't no
you don't
camera.
Really
wanna
know.
That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
I want to know. Everybody in here want to know. Ain't that right?
Maybe I'll. Let
I know
you.
My boy won't know.
Is that the one who eats ass?
Yeah, he a fool. He ain't gonna play no game with you. Look at that stand. Look how he's standing.
I don't even know which one. Now I know.
Yeah, you
now,
know.
Now I know. You know. No, I was outed. I was like, there's a bunch. I don't know.
Yeah,
which
you
one
know.
To
look,
pick,
yeah, so. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All right, eating ass.
So it's like. It's like, how many, like, see, because I lost count of how many bitches I done hit, and I ain't no porn star.
I don't count people in my personal life. I feel like I've had more conquests in my adult
life. What number would you say?
In my personal life?
No, in your whole life. Porn and
outside. Well, you were just, okay, first of all, porn, I asked about porn, and then you said, no about your personal.
Outside,
now you're like, porn.
I said
like,
outside of porn. Look, outside of porn and porn together.
You
I
mean, don't smoke, but you, like, you act like you smoke.
Nah, I'm high of life. Outside of porn and porn together. How many dicks you done fucked and sucked?
I don't know, but I'll think about it enough, too, because at the last part of this game, you're going to get to ask me a question.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because I'm like, that's a hard one. I can't just off top. I may have to jeopardy myself to do that because it's a lot of numbers and calculating. But we're going to get into
Ooh-wee.
This. I promise. Ooh-wee.
You freaky.
Now he can't even stare at me. Don't
even know the number.
I've done porn for over 10 years of my life that you've watched successfully. You're welcome. I'm sorry that I've been pleasing all my fans that I don't know to stop and take a count number. Like you said, you don't count in your personal life, so why should I count in my professional life? Please tell me why the game should be different.
I just wanted to know as a porn star, like.
But I gotta have time to think. I didn't ask you off top. That's why I said.
Okay, we're gonna give you some time.
I'm gonna tell you. I just don't know.
Okay, bet.
That's a big question for me to swallow.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait to hear that. I can't wait to hear that else.
Okay, here you go. The intense.
Damn, mom.
The spade. That's my favorite one because it's a naughty question. Withdraw a little naughty, but we're getting to know you a little bit more, Mo3. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to get naughty?
Yeah, come on.
All right, so I gotta think of a good naughty question. I need to look at my book of tricks because I feel like, let's see. Most embarrassing sexual experience.
I was jacking off.
You swallowed real deep. I liked it.
Look.
It's gonna get real.
I was jacking off so much that whole day, and a bitch that I always wanted to fuck finally called me. So I said, damn. I've been talking all this shit. How I go long with you. Well, I have been jacking off all day. And I said, dang, I don't want to pass this opportunity up. Cause I might not never get to hit this bitch again. So, boom, my telecom pull up. She pop out. So, boom, she coming there. Man, that dick wouldn't get up saving. Like, what the? And she said, what's wrong? I thought, talk all that shit in them songs. I said, man, I couldn't tell her. I've been jacking out by a nigga. Then she could be like, nigga, what the fuck?
So was she like sucking it? Nothing happened.
Nothing. She said, "Bro, I'm tired of sucking your dick, bro. Like, come on, bro. What you on Miley or something?
How long was the time frame? Like, I was like, man,
let me tell you. So then, boom, I had to go in the bathroom and get myself the little self talk in the mirror.
What's the self talk? Let us know.
I was in the mirror like, Ty, like, bro, what you on, bro? You tripping? This bitch in her ass fat. Fool, just going. Just think about it. I said, just think about it. Boom. I walk back in there. I say, come on. Come on. So boom. She get to eating that dick again. That bitch wouldn't even get on medium hard. Like she was sucking a gummy worm. She said, hell nah. See, you need to stop doing drugs. I said, bro, I don't do nothing. You gotta be doing something. I done came all the way over. I thought you, bro, she ain't never won't give me none. No.
I done clutch my pearls, touch my mouth. I'm flabbergasted.
Bro.
And
I tried to hit her when I was ready again. Like, nah, I'm ready.
You gonna mess up your chance.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I'm ready. She like, nah. Yeah,
because that's how she thinks you are.
Now she think that's how I am, and I've been trying to tell. Bro, I'm not like that,
but you know, after that story, I don't know if I would talk. Is that how you are?
Nah, because I don't do that. That's
no, but that was the most embarrassing.
I was going through something, so I don't even know why.
Look, okay, but this is the thing. Pause.
I couldn't get no ass.
Okay, but pause.
So I was just jacking out.
But this is the problem out there, private talk, and we're going to dissect this because the real problem is that if you would have just told her and been honest and said, hey, I was jacking off all day and it's nothing about you, so no one could make my dick hard, would probably make you get a callback more than you just letting this poor girl work and her being like, what the fuck, motherfucker? Yeah. Like, that's the most see, worst situation to be in. And let me tell you, private talk.
Let me see what I tell you though. What happened? See,
sometimes that happens.
I end up hitting her homegirls. I hit two of her homegirls.
You're too late.
And they told her.
Once you got a soft, did you say a medium?
They told her she was sucking a gummy worm.
The gummy worm?
Yeah, that bitch ain't getting enough of nothing. I hit two of her homegirls and they was telling her, girl, you show because he fucked the shit out of me. Like, she was like, I'm telling y'all, I went over there. That nigga dick would not get on her. So it was like, it was cool because she never gave me nothing, but she had two of her friends to vouch for me. Like, just that day, bro.
But how does that make a girl feel any more secure? My two friends vouched for me and they fucked you good, but my pussy didn't.
Because she know. Because I want her to know. Because I want her to know.
No,
I didn't. I didn't never tell her, bro. I was jacking off all day. But she, even though she don't know that.
That's what I'm saying. The problem, you should have told her. She probably would have called you back.
I don't be telling nobody
that. That's being honest. Because let me tell you. I've had people in my professional business.
I'll tell you, you're a porn star.
But in porn for myself, that's not about you for a second. When we're talking about me, about the thing, because I'm saying in this relation is why as a girl part, I'm like telling you is what she thinks is probably, is because I'm in porn, and there's certain guys that never got hard, had problems, and I don't know what their situation was, but as a girl, you think, what am I doing wrong? Or what am I not doing enough? Or And sometimes, like, later on, like, I had one guy, actually, he was like, I just wanted to let you know, like, I was up all night the night before, and I just didn't, it wasn't you, like, whatever. But for me, like, all that time, and that was something he needed to get off his chest, but for, you know, girls think that, and that's, again, the communication. The more communicated that you can be with your partner, and you can be that communication where you can fuck her and put your dick in her pussy, you should communicate enough to say, you know what, baby, tonight I shouldn't have called you, but I wanted to hang out with you, so let's hang out and get to know you a little bit more, and I'll fuck you tomorrow when I'm dick is all great.
Nah, for sure. I tried to do that afterwards. I tried to call
her back. No, but afterwards it's too late. I tried to call her back
and say, like, run this shit, become juvenile. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been doing nothing. I ain't beat that dick or nothing. I was ready. I was on go. That bitch was hard while I was on the phone.
She was gone.
Left. So I had to hit her. When I hit her home girls, I did that on purpose because I knew they was going to go back and tell her.
Like, I mean, if I heard that, I would have been like, good for you, girl. Not for me. Like, that's your homegirl. Like, again, that's not, you're not pleading your case really good, Mo. Last card.
That was but that was it, though. This one.
I got diamonds. It's spicy. They're all a little spicy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, where's the weirdest place you've masturbated?
At the probation office. It was a freaky bitch, and I said, she said, we sitting there waiting on the pill. She said, like this ass. I said, girl, you better quit playing. She said, why you got your hand on your dick? I said, girl, my hand was already right.
So hot, you had like baggy pants, you just put it in and you just jerked your dick off?
I was like, I had that bitch in my pocket. I had the dick in the hand by my pocket. So like, it wasn't a full jack off. Like you couldn't grab your dick like that. So I was just rubbing the top of that bitch. And she was over there just, I'll fuck you right now up in this. I'm like, damn. She did all this, I busted. And then she said, you done? I said, yeah. Then they called my name, it was time to go.
Did you finish?
Hell yeah, that's why I said, bitch, after that, me and her got cool. I fucked shit out of her and everything. I said, bitch, you was freaky. She was playing with herself in there. She told, she made me start. She started playing with herself in the office. So I'm like, oh, bitch, I'm with what you with.
So did you get it with the wet spot?
Let me tell you what I did. when she started, listen, I like a bitch who just be they self, and if they just real freaky, like that's why I'm telling you, an ugly bitch can be ugly, but she can be cool. And she'll be like, yeah, three, I just want, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with your music, you know, you cool, and I know you like this ass fat, you know what I'm saying, you and your partner been trying to fuck me. That's cool, I'm with that. You know, oh, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to put her on blast.
Have a life partner, that's what you.
We ain't gonna judge her. We ain't gonna do nothing because you only get one life to live. So, you know, you just have fun. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, like, it had to be in the probation office. I had ejected dick. That bitch was in there playing with herself. Got me jacking my dick. I told that bitch, after this, we got fucked for sure.
So, what did you do with the wet spot?
it was going down my leg. So, let me tell you. Going down my leg. So, let me tell you.
Down your leg?
Yeah. So, let me tell you.
Are you wearing socks?
Huh?
Were you wearing socks?
No, I had on some pants, so I was good. I had on some pants.
Going down your legs.
But I'm saying it didn't go all the way down. It just stayed like right there by your inner thigh. Because the dick, when your dick right
here. You've done this before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling the truth. I was reporting. That's where I jacked my dick off at. That bitch, because she started playing with her ass was so fat. She turned around.
You recorded her?
Nah. She turned around in the probation seat. And was like, hold on, when they leave, it was just us in there. She like, when they leave, she's like, I'm going to show you something. Man, she lift up her skirt. I'm talking about, I said, bitch, it be free. I just leaned back.
Was there any panties or was it a thong?
It was a thong. So I just leaned back and I put that bitch in my pocket. Start rubbing the top of that bitch. I said, damn, they called me. I said, damn, my leg kind of sticky. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? So I went in there. That shit dried up. You know what I'm saying? Go home. I fucked shit out of her though after that. Like, bitch, I gotta hit you for sure. If you with it right here in the PO office, I know you freaking. After I hit her, I turned on to my partner, like, that bitch freaking for, like, hit her for sure. She was ready in the office. Like, I wasn't even hearing what my PO was talking about. I didn't hear what the fuck she
you
was
were
saying.
Relaxed.
Yeah, I was in there.
Ready,
I was
you
like,
were like,
I was like, so what's up? What's
it
good?
It was like if you just smoke a blunt, but you don't smoke. So it's like that chill factor.
Yeah, so you know.
Where it was a lease.
I was go to.
That's pretty freaky.
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
Uh-uh. What that is?
Like when you fuck in an airplane.
I fucked the flight attendant.
That means you're
a white girl.
Yes, you're a Mile High member. Congrats. Really? One time, though. Applaud our fucking selves.
One time. I only fucked the one time. I mean, I only fucked the flight attendant one time. I thought I was going to get some free
was
flights.
It,
and some
it was lunches. On the flight?
Nah, I didn't get to do it on the flight.
Oh, then you're not a Mile High. Take that fucking shit.
Oh, no. How the hell you fuck on the flight? No. Them little-ass bathrooms.
Oh, my goodness. Wait. Everyone in
this room. No, wait. Not man, you a bad man. In front of Hood Project, baby boy. You a bad man. You fuck a bitch on the plane.
I fucked somebody on the plane.
Hell. Where?
Southwest flight.
How many people's on the plane?
A lot.
I was in the bathroom?
No.
Where the fuck I'm at?
In my seat.
Man, hell no. Hell.
In spoon, like this.
On the side?
And then the thing was up, a blanket on the side, and we fucked.
Oh, my mama. You the truth.
100.
Oh, God.
Thank you. I'm glad. Thank you. I'll applaud myself.
Where
my mom is not proud about that. I'm just telling you.
Oh, your mama ain't proud. Oh,
I don't know. I hope she never hears that, but I'm sure she does, or my dad. Like, fuck. But I talk about it a lot because I feel like that's one of those stories that, you know, it's not really like it was, there's more to the story of that, but you should be a listener to my private talk podcast and you will get to know all of the whole thing. But yeah, it's definitely, yeah, it's talked about, but it definitely happened and it can happen.
Really? How many times you did that?
Only once.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a half, but once, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I met her on the plane, the flight attendant. She got off the plane when we got off the plane and we fucked her, so.
So I've been thinking about this question that you've been asking me, yeah. You know, before, like, you know, I let my guest ask me the question and you asked me how many people I've had sex with, yeah. You know, on and off of porn. So, you know, I don't attest to be great at math, but yeah. I feel like if I could calculate, I would probably say... It's hard because I want to say less than 75. Yeah. I feel like less than 75. Yeah. I'll go with that.
I thought y'all fucking 500 people.
No, because I told you before is we're in a community of like people. There's not everyone's a porn star. So there's like maybe 20 guys that there's in porn, but you're fucking the same 20 guys. So I may say fuck the same person 3 times that week. So
yeah, nah,
I'm doing per scenes, but I'm not fucking my numbers of male people aren't going
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I thought I ain't even talking about on camera and film.
I know, but I'm just saying, I thought
porn star, like, that's something in they self. Like, I'm a freaky. I'm a nympho.
Let me tell you.
I'm a nympho.
And that could be the case for some people, and I can't take that away from anybody. Yeah. But for me, myself, and I, the only people that I can speak on in the career that I've chosen, and I like
75 good for a porn star.
But for me, it's like,
I thought you were about 400, 500.
I did wild shit in college. I went to Texas State. I did college shit. And then while in Texas State, I went and did porn. So I got in porn, I was 21. So why I say, like, when you ask me my, like, you know, what I've done or fantasies, whatever, like, I lived all that in porn because I played the nurse, the doctor, the sister, whatever it is. I've done all these things and, you know, and it fulfilled my sexual, like, in like heightened things that I needed. And so it made me feel like more like empowered as a woman because I unleashed little things about myself that I liked and I didn't like, and you figure out who you are. So I've just, you know, yeah. So with that being said is everyone thinks it's like, oh, like this whole cesspool of like crazy things. And, you know, we're all tested. We're all like in a really like, you know, in a safe community for the most part, you know what I mean? Like we know people for a long time and most people have been in the business for a really long time. I chose, you know, again, my 20s was really great. I fucked a lot. I used to work 5-7 days a week sometimes. And, you know, and then you evolve. Like, you can only do that for so long. Then I started dancing. Then I, you know, I was contracted. I directed. And now I'm doing a podcast. And that's, like, you know, my thing now is more, you know, what's next. And for me is, you know, getting my voice out there. You know, you guys have seen me. And I'm, you know, people know me as Alexis Texas. But the Alexis Texas voice has never been really out there. So Private Talk has given me a platform to let people know and my listeners know who I am and getting to know people and, you know, enlightening everybody and, you know, getting to see the realness, sure, the rawness of everybody. So that's what Private Talk is all about.
Oh, for sure. That's a good number, though. Now, 75 for a porn star, I thought our porn stars at least passed 500. But like, nah, that's
me. I can, again, I can only say for me, myself, and I. What is your number?
I can't count. I'm up there.
Oh, so I had to count and give you a number, but you can't. No, you have to give me.
Like, I'm past.
I'm past like the thousand. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I'm definitely prude for a porn star then.
Yeah, yeah.
I just did so much fucking.
I thought y'all fucked more than me.
It was in porn for over 10 years, so I fucked all my shit in porn. So for me, it's like, I can't, like, when I, after porn, I can't go home on set and then want to fuck more. And then, you know, I was married for some time. And then, you know, so there's a test of a lot of things. And I don't really fuck people in my personal life just to fuck, because I'd rather fuck myself with my Hitachi.
Yeah, I feel you. You know what I used to think? They used to, the porn stars, they do the film, and it'd be that. And it'd be like what you see on camera is like, okay, that. But then I'd be thinking like, but when they go home and they meet and they at the parties and all the porn stars click up, yeah, it's finna go down. Fuck the on camera shit. We finna do some bullshit.
And don't get me wrong, there's time and place, and I've definitely turned up. I've definitely had those fun times. But it's not like people think, and even my friends from back home, like, they think it's every day, 24/7.
How many people done fucked that one time?
I mean, I was in a gangbang in porn. In my personal life, I haven't fucked more than one person at a time. Well, two, hey. Because I'm male and female.
Let boy legs though. Hey, let boy legs. Look at that. That's his shit.
You know what's so funny? It's like you say the word gangbang and people get really, like, either it's like really great or really intimidated.
Oh, shit, not a boy.
And it's like, you don't love me. I just.
Wait, I see that we had one of them shows.
Have you been in a part of a gangbang?
We don't call it gangbang. We just straight, man. We running full line train over here, man.
Okay, so what's the, tell a private talk, what's the difference between a gang and a gangbang and a train?
I think gangbang, they just call that's a porn shit. They just call the word gangbang. It's really the same thing.
But how many people have to chew and that shit to be a gangbang?
Like, boom, it done been, what was that, PB? Oh, God. What about 7 months in there? Man, about 7 months in there. Running full live train. I'm talking about the big time. Can I get some water? Man, hold on, Lamar. We take you to Burger King. We could get you a hamburger.
Are you using condoms at this time?
Yeah, not
all of
sure.
Y'all are, yeah, like suited
I'm
up
going,
and ready?
I'm going first, you hear me? So, listen,
so you always go speak. First. Do you guys like draw numbers at rock, paper, scissors?
Nah, it's just really whoever going there and jump it off. Like,
so you always a jump off?
No.
Then how are you first?
Let me tell you, I'm coming work my way in. Boom. It might be my partner.
You're
might
a
be going, it might be my partner. True. Partner be going first. Whoop the whoop. And everybody just sitting there.
Oh, you whoop de whooped me too.
Yeah, everybody just sitting there. And I'm like, what y'all doing? A bitch in there? She going live like that? Why y'all just sitting out here? I go in. I'm like, watch out. Whoop, whoop, whoop. We get straight to it. Boom. But I'm going to make sure I'm
good. That sounds like a cock block.
No, there ain't no cock block, because I'm turning everybody up.
They started it, and then you're like, oh, move aside, I didn't.
I ain't say that. You see, you heard it wrong.
I'm picturing the story. That's
I said my partner can be in there hitting the bitch, and it can be, say, let's say you got six people.
They
right?
All have condoms, let's, guys.
Listen, yeah.
Safe sex, we promote.
Safe sex is the great sex. You can have six people, right? One could be in there, five sitting on the couch, and I walk in and say, why is y'all in here sitting down while he in there fucking her?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're like the wrangler of, like, you're like, hey, let's get up and let's, like,
I'm gonna go turn it up.
That's that Texas stuff.
I'm gonna go turn that bitch up. Yeah, for real. Stop playing.
What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini, yeah.
Me too. What birthday?
May 31st.
May
25th. Okay, see.
Nice. Are you into that kind of thing?
What?
Signs.
Nah.
No, you're a dude. Most dudes are into it. Or you're not old enough. You're too young for that.
I just learned about that sign shit. I don't really know nothing about that sign shit.
Okay. You know. I like it. Have you had fun on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Are you going to actually subscribe and like?
No, I'm going to subscribe. We're going to do all that right in a minute. When we got the camera, we're going
to
chop it up.
So, I have to know, do you have an OnlyFans? You know what OnlyFans is?
The OnlyFans? Do I got one?
Do you have, what, like, my subscription to mine, since you're a fan?
No, I don't have no OnlyFans. You talking about the OnlyFans that they be putting on there? That,
like, are you a member of my OnlyFans? Maybe I should address that.
No.
Not do you have one? Have my membership, I guess.
No, I don't have nobody.
So that means two things you need to do, because you've watched a lot of my free porn, what it sounds like, because you can't, you know, tell me exactly the numbers and all those things like that. So he's going to subscribe private talk to my OnlyFans, and he's going to subscribe to private talk.
I'm subscribed to private talk. That OnlyFans stuff. They scam me.
How they scam me?
I don't know. My partner told me that he had his bank account. Just told all type of shit. I said, see, yeah, that's a lie.
That means he was probably drunk and he was giving girls tips and doing things, because I run my own OnlyFans. And
so you got OnlyFans right
I
now?
I do have an OnlyFans, yes. That's the only place you can see Miss Texas. Right down in Nasty.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you still do the porn?
I do not do porn. I fuck myself and do a lot of fun things on there, but I don't do porn anymore.
Why not? Because, you don't want to no more?
I don't. It's just, you know, I feel like...
Oh, did you get a boyfriend?
I didn't. I don't. I'm like single.
Oh, okay.
I'm single and I'm ready to mingle. But, you know, the dating world is really weird out here. You know, I was married at one point. I'm happily divorced for over 5 years. I've dated here on and off and there, but no, nobody has a choice in what I choose to do, even when I was married. But for me, I just feel like there's just parts of you that
evolve. Why y'all can't stay married? Why?
Because certain times when you put things, labels on things, some people can't act accordingly and change who they are. And you just sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work for you. And at certain times, you just part ways to better yourself. So that just happens. But, you know, so I just feel like, you know, things happen for a reason. The same reason why my Gemini twin is on this couch. The same reason why this Texas twin is on my couch.
That's what I'm saying.
So I appreciate you taking your time to come to
my private
talk.
I appreciate y'all.
Make sure Private Talk knows where we can put you on your social media, where we can follow you, any of your new projects. Drop that.
Hey, HotBoyMo3, like I said on IG, HotBoyMo3. Ain't no E in my name. MO3. Show me peace. I got Roy Lee with me. In the clutch, you understand me? Mo3 Badass, Snapchat, Facebook, all that shit. Badass Mo3 and Osama out right now. Now go get this shit for real. We going up. We turned up. Apartments video out right now. Stack It Up out right now. Me and Jazzy Faye, it's up.
All right, Private Talk.
Alexis motherfucking Texas.
Alexis motherfucking Texas. Diamonds
in my necklace. On this podcast, she was talking reckless.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ay.
And she ain't nothing to mess with.
No.
Ay. And she say you better not test this. Ay.
Oh,
you niggas be acting desperate. Ay. Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
Y'all finna turn up. Okay.
Ooh. All right, Private Talk. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you liking, subscribing, and commenting. I hope you tune on to the next time.
Gang.